Track 12, Henry's Harumph. Now we must say bonjour to Harumphing Henry. Why bonjour, I hear you ask? Well, if you have a listen to Tony, all will be revealed.
A few days ago, I saw Henry in a Norwich cafe waving a French flag. This is his explanation. Norwich should be more like Paris. I don't mean we should build an Eiffel Tower, although that would be a great improvement on the current proposals for Anglia Square. And I'm not suggesting we set up lots of second-hand bookstalls on the left bank of the River Wensum, although that could bring in lots more tourists and fit in with our National Centre for Writing or our image. I'm not even proposing an Arc de Triomphe to celebrate Nelson's victory at Trafalgar. That would not be very Francophile. But we might still come back to that. No, I think we should follow Paris's example and ban e-scooters. They recently had a referendum in Paris and 90% of voters supported a ban on the trottinette électrique. I think they were quite right and Norwich should follow suit. E-scooters are ridden dangerously on roads and pavements. They're abandoned recklessly, leaving hazards on the footpaths, especially for the disabled and the blind. The riders really wear helmets, and one hears from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital that e-scooter riders often come in with head injuries. So let's have a referendum in Norwich and see if we all agree with the Parisians that e-scooters should go. And perhaps we should also follow their example and rename our airport. They have Paris Charles de Gaulle. Perhaps we should have Norwich Nelson. Of course, there are a lot of users who go out by helicopter who don't need all the space, so we could have a half Nelson.
Thank you, Tony, and thank you, Henry, for your twopenneth. I've just come back from France, and as far as I'm aware, I didn't come across any e-scooters.